Jim, how did you find that over there?
Good. Like, I mean, I suppose it's a third game in 6 days, and then we made a lot of changes, so it kind of, it's hard to get the fluency, I suppose, sometimes when you make a lot of changes. I know Monaghan did the same, they made an awful lot of changes, but no, listen, it's a good week for us. Like, we got out of it what we wanted to get out of it, like, you know, all the younger lads got a run at it, the senior lads got a good few minutes, and you know, from that point of view, it's been very positive.
They're getting, I suppose, finding their feet at this level. Like, you talked about Kieran Gallagher the last day. Like, you had a very good game out there tonight. Like, is it going to be ups and downs on this?
Absolutely, that's exactly. We're just speaking to the coaches in the dressing room there, and that's exactly what it's going to be with a lot of them. It's going to be ups and downs. You know, like Kieran, for example, coming in and playing three intercounty games in a week, having never played an intercounty game before and stuff at that level. And you know, the younger lads as well. Obviously, you know, you're trying to develop them and you're trying to give them exposures, but you know, they have to play and make mistakes to sort of move along that continuum, you know. So definitely, yeah, that's going to be part of it, like, you know. But that's kind of the road we want to go down, to be honest with you. We want to keep it going now. We want to keep that going, keep giving as many players exposures as we can, keep developing and trying to create a wee bit of depth for the summer if we can, and hopefully get enough points along the way in the league.
Yeah, and Shane and Owen Barn back in too as well. Like, and look like they come through it all right.
No, everybody came through it fine. So that's obviously the big one, you know. And yeah, definitely. And even Caden McGonigal from Wednesday night to tonight, you know, it brings you on a wee bit, like, you know. So that's very positive. And Owen Barn fitted in very well there and played well when he got his opportunity, you know. So yeah, listen, as I say, you know, no injuries, and you get out the other side of it, and now look forward to next weekend.
So Brendan McCall went off in the first half. What was his
name? He has sometimes he has an issue, maybe it happens once or twice in the year, where he has like a neural thing. It's nothing soft tissue, but if you keep going with it, it gets worse, you know. So we didn't want to take any risk with him. He'll be fine now tomorrow probably, you know. That's the way these things work, you know. So no, he's fine, and I think everybody else was the same. We got a clean bill of health there coming out of it.
Dublin and Kerry first two up, Jim, so no better way to keep the focus sharp then?
No, definitely, and you can add in the rest of them after that, you know. All the games are probably the same level, but definitely the Dublin game's a big one in the context of, you know, the new manager going in, the home game for them and all that there. I would imagine there'll be a lot of excitement, a new tenure coming in, and you know, all of the energy that'll bring. So yeah, from our point of view, it's great. Like, it's great to get back to Croke Park. It's always lovely to play in Croke Park and get a good surface and hopefully get a good run out.
So, does it take a while to get last year's, like, All-Ireland final disappointment out of your system, or was it ever in your system?
How long have you got?
All the time in the world.
No, listen, it's not an easy one to lose, that's for sure, you know, and there's a lot of soul searching that goes on, but that's the great thing about football, you know. There's always another season coming down the track as well, and once you kind of make peace with a couple of things, you have to dust yourself down and you've got to go again, you know. And to be fair to the younger lads, you know, they've brought a lot of energy and a lot of freshness to the thing, it's a different dynamic with them, you know. There's not the same situations of play, you know. A lot of the senior players are kind of looking out for them and kind of talking them through stuff and everything. So it adds a wee bit of freshness to the dressing room and the training pitch. And so I think we've enjoyed it up to this point, you know. And we're not looking backwards now. We're looking forward, you know. But in the context of looking forward, you know, there's 8 or 9 or 10 teams there that will fancy their chances next year. We believe we're one of those teams, but it's very, very difficult to get back to that level, and we'll just be taking it one game at a time.
Jim, what's your own take on the pre-season competitions? Obviously, there's a lot of commentary outside of Ulster, but certainly the McKenna Cup seems to be very popular up here anyway.
Yeah, listen, people have approached it differently, if we're being honest, like, do you know what I mean? And everybody, it's their own prerogative, you know, to how they want to prepare their team, you know. So, listen, there's always a wee bit of competition here. Like, from our point of view, you know, Derry and Monaghan couldn't have been any better preparation for the first round of the National League, you know. So, we were really happy with those fixtures, and then on top of that, you know, it also gives you the opportunity to look at different people that have put a big shift in the pre-season. So no, listen, everybody will have their own take on what it is or what it should be, but I think the games have been good. Like the pitch tonight was excellent, the surface was excellent, and it meant that probably it was a big factor in not picking up any injuries and knocks, and that's all you want out of the pre-season, is to try and have a look at players and make sure that you've minimised the injuries as much as possible.
O'Boyle and Moore, have they anything from the last night? They weren't involved in the 26th?
No, they between the two of them, they had a lot of minutes between between Carrigan and Derry, so we just left them at home the night.